Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kenny Kuhn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive towards first. Altobelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Tuttle moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tuttle scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Finnegan. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Brown reaches second base with a double. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Finnegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Finnegan scores. Boone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caffey for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Finnegan moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finnegan. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Finnegan steals third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Finnegan scores. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Kaline steals third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuhn is called out on strikes. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Caffey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3. Indians, 3. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris. Boone reaches second base with a double. Finnegan goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boone moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-3 in the game. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Coon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLish bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Coon moves to second. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Caffey hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 3 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Altobelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrell. The throw from House and he is safe. Harrell steals second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris is walked intentionally. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finnegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Coon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Coon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-4 in the game. Caffey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-4 in the game. House bunts towards first. Altobelli scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuhn covering, for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Prisco now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-4 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finnegan moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Harrell moves to second. One out. Al Kaline now playing left field. Charlie Maxwell now playing right field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrell scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.